Good morning, traders. This is your morning brief for October 28th, 2025 at 7 a.m. We have five key market updates for you today. Let's dive in. Starting with update number one. NextEra Energy, one of the nation's largest utility companies, has just unveiled a significant partnership with tech titan Google. This isn't just any deal. They're teaming up to restart Iowa's Duane Arnold nuclear plant, which has been offline since 2020. The strategic move aims to power the rapidly expanding energy needs of AI infrastructure, highlighting how artificial intelligence is reshaping not just tech, but also critical utilities. Investors are certainly taking notice. NextEra Energy, trading under the ticker NEE, has seen its share price catch a strong tailwind, climbing over 13% in the past month and an impressive 20% so far this year. This latest bold deal, along with their steady growth, is fueling renewed interest and potentially a reevaluation of its long-term valuation. This is a clear indicator that the demand for reliable large-scale power sources for AI data centers is only just beginning to heat up, making companies like NextEra prime candidates for infrastructure plays in the AI boom. Next up, update 2. The global race for AI dominance continues to heat up, specifically in the critical realm of chip manufacturing. Shanghai-based AI chip startup MetaX, also known as Muxi in China, has just stepped into the spotlight, securing approval last week to list on Shanghai's Nasdaq-style star market. This development underscores both China's accelerating investment in artificial intelligence and its ambition to challenge the current reign of U.S. chip giant NVIDIA. MetaX was founded in 2020 by three veterans from U.S. chipmaker Advanced Micro Devices, or AMD, bringing significant industry expertise to the table. This move highlights the intensifying competition in the semiconductor space and China's strategic efforts to build domestic champions capable of powering its vast AI ambitions, a factor that will undoubtedly keep global tech investors and policymakers watching closely. Now for update number 3. The financial sector is buzzing with deal-making, particularly in the Lone Star State. Texas has emerged as a hotbed for bank mergers and acquisitions this year, attracting banking CEOs keen on accessing the state's robust deposit base and overall stronger growth compared to other U.S. markets. Despite some government indicators reflecting economic pressures, Texas continues to lead, home to the largest share of banks targeted for acquisitions in 2025, according to S&P Global Market Intelligence. A recent multi-billion-dollar deal announced just this Monday added to a series of Texas tie-ups, fitting into a broader wave of bank mergers that has been gaining momentum. This trend suggests that financial institutions are strategically consolidating to capitalize on regional strengths and achieve economies of scale, making Texas a pivotal state for anyone tracking the evolving landscape of the U.S. banking industry. Continuing with Update 4, institutional investors are actively shaping their portfolios, and Diamond Hill Capital, a well-respected asset manager, recently reviewed its third-quarter performance and detailed some significant shifts in its large-cap strategy. The firm, known for its valuation-driven investment approach, has been shaping its portfolio by focusing on companies benefiting from cost-cutting efforts and those with depressed share prices. Notably, Diamond Hill added several names to its holdings, including FedEx, the global shipping giant, Thermo Fisher, a leader in scientific instrumentation, Zoetis, the animal health pharmaceutical company, and Equitable, the financial services provider. These additions suggest that Diamond Hill is identifying value in established companies that are either lean in operations or trading at attractive valuations, positioning its portfolio for potential recovery and long-term growth as the market recalibrates. And our final update, number 5. Income-generating opportunities are becoming increasingly important in today's inflationary environment, with U.S. inflation running at around 3%. Zacks.com recently highlighted several companies that stand out as strong dividend growth plays. Among their top picks are Vertiv, a crucial infrastructure provider for data centers, Taiwan Semiconductor, the world's largest dedicated independent semiconductor foundry, Oracle, the enterprise software giant, Lam Research, a key supplier to the semiconductor equipment industry, and Elbit Systems, a prominent defense electronics company. These firms are being recognized not just for their current payouts, but for their consistent ability to grow dividends, making them attractive options for investors looking for both income and a potential hedge against inflation. For those building a resilient portfolio, these companies offer a blend of stability and growth potential, even as economic headwinds persist. That concludes all five updates in your morning brief for October 28, 2025. For detailed analysis and source links, visit our website at insider.explainhart.com.